You're listening to SBS News.
Close to 1,000 businesses made mistakes when reporting the amount of employees expected to receive assistance. The error means the estimated cost of the scheme has been reduced from $130 billion to $70 billion. The Australian Taxation Office's Jeremy Hershorn says the mistake didn't result in any underpayments or overpayments.
We decided to investigate the reason between the differences on a line-by-line basis, the differences between the estimates and the actuals. And what became clear to us is that about 1,000 of the 900,000 employers had misunderstood that question in the enrolment form.
The most common error was reporting the amount of assistance they expected to receive rather than the number of employees expected to be eligible. For example, instead of writing one eligible employee, businesses wrote 1,500, the amount received each fortnight through the program. However, Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the Morrison government still needs to support workers who are missing out on assistance. Speaking to the ABC, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg explains what happened.
I think it's very unfair to blame Treasury, to blame the tax office. What has occurred here has not had the impact of underpaying or overpaying. What this has just meant is in relation to the forecast that Treasury has made, that the number of people covered by the program is less, and therefore the spending by the taxpayer is going to be substantially less than what is otherwise thought.
The announcement of the error comes as another coronavirus death is reported in New South Wales. The virus has killed 101 people across Australia, with an 80-year-old woman the latest casualty. The woman contracted COVID-19 when attending an outpatient clinic at a hospital several weeks ago. Meanwhile, more than 6,400 people have recovered from the virus across the country. The Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer, Alison McMillan, says while the figure is encouraging, it's important to remain vigilant.
What's really important for us now is not to drop the ball. We've seen evidence and pictures in the news and on the television of those who've clearly quite quickly moved back to the old ways that we do things, and we must all follow those important physical distancing rules. As we see the relaxing of these restrictions, it's up to all of us to play our part in making sure that we don't see outbreaks and we don't see a resurgence of this disease across Australia.
The latest death comes as the federal government continues to criticise state border closures and their effect on the economy. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has repeatedly attacked Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk for refusing to ease coronavirus restrictions and allow visitors from interstate.
I just don't understand where she's coming from. There was a document produced, and Stephen Wardell's actually got a good article on this in the Courier Mail this morning, a document that said July 10 was the opening date. So tourism operators in Cairns, for example, are planning to open from July 10, and then out of nowhere comes this September date. And I think it caught the Chief Medical Officer in Queensland by surprise as well. And I just think she has painted herself into a corner and with no logic to the position.
Mr Dutton has backed a legal challenge over Queensland's border closures, supported by One Nation leader Pauline Hanson, who says she found lawyers and potential plaintiffs to be part of her planned High Court challenge, arguing the border closure is unconstitutional. Senator Hanson says Queensland needs to justify the health case it's making for keeping its borders closed, or it could face legal action. She's told Channel 9 she'll be raising the matter with Premier Palaszczuk.
The argument here is that she's got to justify that closing board. So the less acute the public health situation is in that state, then it comes harder to justify the closure of the borders.
New South Wales has announced a further easing of restrictions, with up to 50 patrons allowed in New South Wales venues such as pubs, cafes and restaurants from June the 1st. However, strict guidelines will remain in place, including the 4 square metre measure, with venues only allowed to have as many customers as can fit in accordance with the rule. Bookings of over 10 people will not be permitted, and no one will be allowed to stand up in the venues. Once seated, all service must take place at the table. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state government has a no-regrets policy that aims to safeguard people's health and their livelihoods.
The Treasurer, who obviously has the most cause for ensuring we get those jobs back, losing 221,000 jobs in April was a disaster. We don't want to see that continue. We want to stem the tide, but also we want to do it safely. Now, Minister Dominello, as the Minister for Customer Service, is in charge of regulation across the state. He will be the one that will be ensuring that the industry has very clear guidelines on what they need to do, how strict we are, and how safe we need to be during the course of the pandemic.
And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.